Sunday afternoon, everybody. This is Greg Evenson, and Voices from the Heartland is about to come to you today. We are going to go in a couple of directions that you absolutely need to be a part of just prior to the elections on November 2nd. Remember, number one, no constitutional convention. Absolutely not. If your state is about to hold a vote on that issue, please vote no. It's bad enough the way it is. We get a bunch of people in there with agendas, and what little is left of our Constitution at this point that anybody pays any attention to will be history. Vote no. There are other ways to deal with this, much more effective, much more immediate, and they will work. Constitutional convention will not. Absolutely not. This is Radio Free America coming to you with an agenda today that you must be a part of. You must sign on to this. Know the enemy. That's K-N-O-W. Have knowledge of the enemy. And say no, N-O, to the enemy. The enemy are the people on the left, the socialists, the big government types. You know them. You're well aware of them. You've got them figured out. You must begin to push back. You must begin to resist. You must begin to rebel. That means flat out, say no. Don't be a part of it. How do you rebel? You get together in groups. You go to City Hall. You go to the county commission meetings. You go to your state legislators. And you stand in front of their office and you civilly disobey whatever it is they're requiring you to do. Whatever it is. You say, no, I'm not going to do this. You're not going to carry this out. I'm not going to be a part of it. I'm not signing on to it. If you do not rebel, then everything else means nothing. Get together with other people of like mind and don't quit. Because they send in security guards and they send police officers, continue to do what you do. You must do this. If you don't, there is nothing that will stand in the way of these usurpers and thieves who have taken your sovereign rights away right in front of your nose. The only way you're going to make an impact now is to disobey. Now, Ronald Reagan was a lot of things, and he was short in a lot of areas. But he had a couple of good quips here, and this is one of them. The nearest thing to eternal life we will ever see on this earth is a governmental program. He also said, it has been said that politics is the second oldest profession, but I've learned that it bears a striking resemblance to the first. And finally, much more appropriate for today, government's view of the economy could be summed up in a few short phrases. If it moves, tax it. If it keeps moving, regulate it. And if it stops moving, subsidize it. Well, it's far more serious than those brief quips from Ronald Reagan that had a point. They certainly do. But I will tell you this, when we talk about the Constitution today and a couple of references to the Declaration of Independence, you're going to get a renewed sense of what this is all about. I'll try not to rant and rave a lot today, folks, but I'm deadly serious when I tell you that it's down to the very last. It's to the end. If the changes don't come on November 2nd, then we're going to have to take this to the next level. Stay with us. Voices from the Heartland will return in just a moment.
Don't answer it! If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
It's good to have you with us today. Thanks for taking the time on this beautiful afternoon. At least it's great here in Michigan. Hope that it's as beautiful and fall-like and peaceful where you are today. Look, I implore you, please. I read this to you last week. I'm going to read it again this week. It is so pertinent. It's so important. I'm reading from the Holy Bible, the New Testament, Ephesians 6, verse 13. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything to stand firm, therefore, stand firm, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all of the flaming missiles of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. That's basically, folks, that is your battle pack. If you've got that, you're going to do okay. But without it, you will be as naked as the day you were born. I encourage you, both figuratively and literally, to get yourselves the whole armor of God. Good friend of mine, Dan Howard, former Oklahoma State Trooper, sent me a message, and I want to read just a little bit of it to you before I get into this other. He's reminding us that Lieutenant Colonel Terry Lakin is a prisoner of his own government, of the military. And Lieutenant Colonel Terry Lakin is pledging his life, his sacred honor, to help restore the honor itself of our God-ordained Constitution. Look, he is standing now in the gap for men and women in the military, let alone the rest of us, charged with ridiculous charges in a military court. It's a true test of that which will be considered righteous and correct in the military from this point on, or it will be forever wrong. Lieutenant Colonel Lakin is on the right side. We need to uplift him with our prayers and our support, financial support if you can. And I will try and get an active address or place where we can send some of those things, and I will announce it to you, where you can send him a check to help in his defense. It is critical that he be lifted up. Look, this is what the Constitution of the United States, this is how it starts, Article 1, Section 1, at the very beginning, it says this, after the preamble. All legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and a House of Representatives. All legislative powers. You could read that. We could insert that. All legitimate legislative powers, all constitutional powers are granted to the Congress. That Congress is now coming up on the most critical election in the history of our nation. I say that without any reservation. This is the most important election ever. If you don't vote, then to me you are a coward, and you are bordering on treason to this nation for not exercising your God-given right to vote. Please do it. And remember this, Article 6 says this, the Constitution and the laws of the United States which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby, and anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary notwithstanding. The senators and representatives before mentioned, and the members of the several state legislatures, and all executive and judicial officers, both of the United States and the several states, shall be bound by oath to support this Constitution. An oath is a covenant with God and the people of this nation to obey the Constitution. All elected representatives, wherever they may be from, whatever office they hold, are under this mandate. You are bound by an oath. You have sworn to Almighty God that you will uphold all of the legitimate laws and the Constitution of the United States. It's quite simple. It wasn't made to be difficult. It's not hanging out there so people can't get it. It's about doing the right thing at the right time for the people of this nation. The Constitution is very explicit. It's one of the shortest documents on record anywhere on planet Earth that outlines a republic, not a democracy. Quit using that word. To me, it's right up there with some absolutely misnamed term. Don't use it. Use republic. The republic for which it stands, not the democracy for which it stands. This is a republic, a nation of laws, not of men. Oh, but you see, that has changed, hasn't it? It's now a democracy of men. It's turned 180 degrees. And as a result, we are seeing greed, corruption, destruction on a scale never seen before in the history of this nation, not even during the War of Northern Aggression or the War for Southern Independence. Some call it the Civil War. Not even since that time has it been more critical. There has been an ongoing conspiracy to reduce this nation to a slave state, and it is just about complete. It really took on speed in the early part of the 20th century and accelerated onward through the Roosevelt communist administration on up to the present time. And if you thought Franklin Roosevelt was a communist or a communist sympathizer, then, well, you haven't been around the last couple of years. Because we have a genuine communist dictator as president of these United States. I'm embarrassed. I can hardly get the words off my lips to say that this man is the president. A term I revere, a man I detest. A situation that is unthinkable, untenable, unsustainable. And yet every day that I live and breathe, I see it going downhill quickly. To the point that the Constitution, as I heard in a series of interviews just yesterday, I heard people in town hall meetings and in other forums where representatives were asked various questions. One stands out in my mind, and this representative replied to a question about where in the Constitution the Congress got the authority to legislate, mandate health care, and force American citizens to participate and pay for such a program. And the response was this: basically, the government can do what it wants. We can do what we feel we need to do. And that's what we're doing. Now, I'll have to tell you that when I heard that, I was somewhere between complete rage and a coldness in my being that I can't quite describe. I was driving, and I was coming back from a meeting near the Ohio border, and I was driving through downstate Michigan, and I looked around at the beauty around me, and I thought, this is not possible. I did not hear what I just heard. And yet I heard three or four more quotes from other legislators, federal people, from around the country. I was trying to stay in the road, and I was thinking at the same time, and I apologize, folks. I didn't get all the names, but I heard the quotes myself, and I could not believe what I was hearing. And the same thing was being mouthed by these other misguided lunatics that call themselves representatives of the people, senators to the United States. And I have to tell you, this is what we're fighting. Call it ignorance if you want. Call it misguided if you want to be generous. I call it conspiratorial and treasonous and stupid beyond description that they don't know that this is not some power that was granted them when they were elected, that they could just make this up as they go, that whatever they thought was good for the people, they could just do it whether it was constitutional or not. You see, there is a standard. There's God's standard, and what we do when we violate God's law is there is a horrible price to pay, something we can't even contemplate. But when you violate the Constitution, although not as bad as the other, it is violating the very people they're elected to serve. We'll be back in just a moment. Your calls will be taken, 800-313-9443, after the half hour. Be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Attention all business owners, save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences, it's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Land. Look, I'm going to try and put it to you this way. If you do not vote, and you do not vote to oust anyone who cannot, without reservation, tell you that they will uphold their oath to the Constitution, that they will fight with everything they have, every fiber of their being, to discredit, prosecute, and imprison anyone who is an enemy of the Constitution of this nation, and they will not vote for constitutional legislation only within the confines of the Constitution itself, no matter the justification, no matter the cause, no matter the excuse, no matter the leftist ideology that they want to pursue, then they should not ever receive your vote. Now let me tell you something here about the law of the land. And callers, I will get to you. I know there's a couple have already called. Just be patient, please. The general misconception is that any statute passed by legislators bearing the appearance of law constitutes the law of the land. That's one of the largest mistakes that people make anywhere. Misinformed citizens, misinformed elected representatives on your city councils and county commissions, all the rest. It is that because they enact it, so be it. And unless some moron someplace decides to challenge it in the court just because they've got nothing else to do, the law is going to stand. Well, that just doesn't fly at all. The U.S. Constitution is the supreme law of the land. And any statute to be valid must be an agreement. That is constitutional. It is impossible for both the Constitution and a law violating it to be valid. We have hundreds, if not thousands, of these laws that have been enacted and signed by ignorant state governors, county chairmen on commissions, and the President of the United States. This is succinctly stated as follows, as best I can do for you. The general rule is that an unconstitutional statute, though having the form and name of law, is in reality no law at all, but is wholly void. It does not exist and ineffective for any purpose whatsoever, since unconstitutionality dates from the time of its enactment and not merely from the date of the decision, so putting it in effect in the first place. An unconstitutional law in legal contemplation is as inoperative as if it had never been passed. Such a statute leaves the question that it purports to settle just as it would had the statute not been enacted. Since an unconstitutional law is void, the general principle follows that it imposes no duties, confers no rights, creates no offices, bestows no power or authority on anyone, anywhere, at any time, for any reason. It affords no protection and justifies no acts performed under it. It is null and void. A void act cannot be legally consistent with a valid one. An unconstitutional law cannot operate to supersede any existing valid law. You can't take a bad law and say it supersedes good law. And they do that in the name of the American people. And I say no, rebel. Now, it's time. Indeed, insofar as a statute confers counter to the fundamental law of the land, it is suspended immediately. No one is bound to obey an unconstitutional law, and no courts are bound to enforce it. And that includes Amendment 16. That includes and should be Amendment 17. I would ask somebody that thinks they're going to get elected to pass a law in Congress and send it out to the states, making null and void Amendment 16 and 17, the income tax and the direct election of United States senators. There's a couple of more I could probably throw in here, but those are, at this moment, the most important. Just like the amendment that imposed prohibition, two amendments later, it was thrown out. Waste of time. But at least they did it. The same thing needs to be done here. And it needs to be done quickly, as soon as they can get it through the legislature. Now, that's just one aspect of what we're up against here. Do you understand how important this is? There is no compromise with the Constitution. There is no evolving document. What a bunch of trash. All the leftists and the liberals and all the so-called think tanks and the moron professors at prestigious universities that can't find their ass with both hands in an ass finder. They do this to us because they think we're too stupid to know any different. And I'm afraid to say in some cases we are. But nonetheless, we should pursue it. And how do we do that? Well, if we have to, we go to court. Now, the courts are sold out. Whore judges. Unconstitutional mandates are placed on juries, and I'm going to talk about that after this next break. But I'll tell you this, if you don't grab it now, if you don't go for it now, if you don't throw these bums out and get somebody in there that we're going to hold their feet to the fire, it's done, it's over, and we're going to the next level. Stay with us, we'll be back. Heartland, Voices from the Heartland will continue.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA, and in some instances your 401k plan, into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Welcome back, everybody. I would encourage you to go to theheartlandusa.com, theheartlandusa.com. We have some tools there in the form of the Castle Defense System 1, 2, and 3. We encourage you, if you want some help in determining what you need to do and how you need to do it, go there if you would, and we would appreciate that. We'll be glad to visit with you. Just email me and let me know what I can do to help you. Freeze-dry guy, my good friend, oh my word. Folks, look, when you're out there traveling like I did this week, and I did a mental inventory of what I have and what I need and what I should probably get yet, and I looked at my checkbook and I said, that's a dream. But you know what? The guy out there to help you with this at the best prices with the best stuff going is Freeze Dry Guy. I want to tell you that they are still jammed to the roof in their warehouse, and they need to move several pallets, actually, of the finest dehydrated foods you can get anywhere. They last for years and years and years. It tastes good. It does exactly what you need. He has an offer on right now, but it will expire on October 31st. Shipping is free to the lower 48 states. There's individual units. That's a 3-month supply. There are individual emergency units, which is a 1-month supply, a vegetable variety unit, fruit variety unit, ABC soup, rolled oats, chili beans, cheddar cheese blend. Oh, there's a list a mile long here, and the prices have been slashed big time. You need to go to freezedryguy.com. What a guy. What an outfit. These are the kind of people you want to trade with. 866-404-3663. Write it down. 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy. Get your supplies from there, please. Best available. I asked my good friend, my dear, precious friend, Bob Taylor, at First Fruits Farms to come by this afternoon. He's on another line, and he's with us right now. He is not only is he great at what he does with the goats and all the products they've got, and he's going to mention those just briefly here, but he ought to make a record, you know, or a recording of the stuff. He writes this stuff himself, and this was so good. It'll take about 45 seconds. And Bob, are you on with me?
Yes, sir.
Well, listen, give it to him. I laughed until I couldn't hardly stand up when I heard this. This is great. This is Bob Taylor's own writing. Go for it, Bob.
Okay, this is entitled Better Dead Than Red. So now that the SPLC has joined up with the DHS, what this spells out for me is we're in one hell of a mess. To think that Morris Dees and the rest of his communist bunch will be running around with badges now makes me want to barf up my lunch. Just where are we headed, my patriot friends? I'm unsure. Should I cry or just laugh? Will we soon have a red Chinese general that's a part of the Joint Chiefs of Staff? What will they try next? It doesn't look good. I certainly don't have a clue. Could they be planning to take Old Glory and removing the white and the blue? Our forefathers faced a similar foe who showed up in their coats of red, and we must concur with those valiant men and proclaim we'd be better off dead.
Bob, you've got to get these down, even if you just put them on tape with nothing in the background, just get them out. Folks, this guy is talented beyond measure. What do you got over there, Bob, for him? You got about 10 seconds. What do we got to offer them from First Fruits Farm?
Smiling goat milk soap, real soap, pure soap made with goat milk and olive oil, no detergents, very good for people with dry skin or just people who want something that's not laden with chemicals, very good stuff, and it's on the Heartland USA website. Just click on the banner there, it'll take you right to it.
Now, is it okay if I tell folks that if anything that comes in the form of purchases from you or from me, from my cast defense, that we're giving a cash gift back to RBN?
Absolutely. Absolutely,
okay.
Yes.
Very good, and we will do that. So you help us, and you help RBN as well, folks, and we do appreciate that. Bob, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks, you. God bless.
Okay, thanks. What is jury nullification, folks? And callers, I know you're still there. I know you've been patient. I've got just a little more, then we're going to take your calls so you can comment on this. It's very short. This may be about 2 minutes. Jury nullification of law was built into our form of government to make sure that laws are approved by the people in a community before being enforced on them. The Constitution provides five separate tribunals with veto power: the House, the Senate, the executive agencies, the judiciary, and the jury. Each enactment of law must pass muster in all five bodies before it gains authority to punish those who choose to violate it. Thomas Jefferson said, "I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its Constitution. Almost every jury in the country today is falsely instructed." I said falsely instructed. By judges when they are told they must accept as the law, as it is given to them by the court, and that the jury can decide only the facts of the case. Now look, that's a lie. Judges are not held accountable, and I'm going to tell you, until there is the next level that institutes change, if it doesn't come November 2nd, then I'm going to tell you what you need to do. You get called to jury duty, first of all, go. Secondly, answer all their stupid little trite questions and get on the jury. No matter what, if you believe in this, if you believe the jury has absolute authority to judge both the law and the case at hand, then get on that jury and hold out and convince two or three others and throw that sucker out. Throw the law out and acquit the accused. Now, I'm not telling you to go in there on any case whatsoever. And just because I've said you have the right to judge both law and fact doesn't mean that you're going to take some cut and dried case that's a homicide case or something else and just throw it out. I'm not saying that. I'm saying where the question is a violation of constitutionality of that law and the rights of the accused, then go with the rights of the accused and judge the law. And tell the judge he can go straight to hell. But that's what you've done as a jury. And until that is done, these corrupted judges are not going to stop it. They started it, they've taken this attitude on their own, and as a result, we have a corrupted judicial system, we have a corrupted legislative system, and we have a corrupted executive section, which is the White House. Now, having said all that, we're going to move on to a couple of callers. I've got tons more to say, but as you know, we're on limited time. So I'm sorry, callers, that I've gone on and on here, but I had to get that in. And Chris, are you still there? You're from Canada. Are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Well, thank you so much for waiting.
Well, thank you. Listening to your conversation there, I noticed here in Canada, the good Reverend Ted Pike had said to me that we have it much worse here in Canada than you do in the States. But based on what you're telling me and based on what I've been seeing lately, you guys are in for a whole world of hurt if you don't wake up and smarten up and start dealing with this stuff.
Well, you're right.
I get so confused. We're part of the colony. You know, we pledge allegiance to the Queen.
Yeah.
I don't personally. But, it's in all our schools. I mean, we don't get pictures of Jesus Christ. We get pictures of the Queen. And that's what we get. And that's our allegiance. And our hate crimes laws, which, you know, Ted is, really fighting for you guys because they're trying to do that to you too as well. We have a hate crimes law here.
Yes, that's right.
Like a thought crime.
Right.
I really wished you could. I don't know how you do it or how you approach it other than what you're doing, but you need a whole bunch of people to start waking up because you guys are pretty strong as a nation. One of the most powerful. And if you can't wake up and get people to stop the crap that's going on and the rape of your finances, we're all going to be in for a world of hurt here.
You know, Chris, you've described it better as a Canadian than most Americans. If they were put on the spot at the local food store or the shopping mall, they wouldn't be able to even begin this conversation. So you're right. Part of our problem, and you've recognized it and spoken about it, is that people are yet to wake up. You see, we've been in this boiling pot for so long that the old story, and the temperature just continues to rise, and people simply are not, even now, with the most important election in U.S. history pending, so that we can hopefully put the brakes on this peacefully before it goes up to the next level. All I can tell you is, and that's unthinkable in the United States, you know, we went through this in the Civil War, so-called, and it was a terrible time in this country, father against son and all of that, and so we don't want to face that again. But if that is the only way we can recapture the reins of this runaway stage and get the power back in the hands of the people, and get it away from the usurpers in Washington and the people that would stick us into every war that comes along, for what reason? To guard the opium lines in Afghanistan or just because in Iraq, I mean, this has been going on for generations, Chris, and it must stop. The United States has got to finally grow up that we're not the world's cop, and we've got to start taking care of our own nation and those around us in the best humanitarian ways instead of the most evil, warlike ways.
Yes. I agree. Like, there's a lot of silly little comments about the United States and Canada back and forth. The petty little stuff, but in reality, I mean, the United States are our brothers. We are so close together, and we have so much similarity that we can protect one another. But there's so much ridiculous, silliness, I guess I'll put it in layman's terms, bickering, on these points of North versus South, there's
We're losing the greater battle, Chris.
We are. See, we're on the same page.
Yeah.
And I see you guys. Like, I'm very up on American politics, and I'm on your page. And you guys are on the top of the world, but it's more of like a police force at this point than it is anything else.
Well, you're absolutely right. And not only is it a police force to the world, it's become a police force to the people within the United States, because
everywhere
we turn, whether it's in the airports or on the highways or anyplace else, all we're confronted with is Department of Homeland Security, which is, in effect, in my view, and I know this sounds radical, but it is the perhaps in the neophyte stages, the SS of Nazi Germany. It is poised to become a security, intelligence, law enforcement capacity organization that will truly strap people to their homes and do it the way that they want. And this is completely contrary to the history of this nation and what we should be. And yet we've frittered it away. We've allowed it to happen. We can't blame outsiders. We can't, you know, we've actually done Canadians a terrible disservice by being poor neighbors and enacting this kind of crap. And even the people down south of us who still want into the nation illegally and otherwise, they're on the outside as well. And so it just hasn't worked well. But here's the bottom line for all of us today, Chris, with my limited time. And that is that we need to realize that whether it's in Canada or the United States, your rights, our rights, are being diminished by governments who want total control and will accept nothing less.
Well, how do you propose to deal with this? I mean, you're trying to speak to people. I understand that, but
sure.
I mean, as a nation, like you need bigger numbers. I mean, and you mentioned voting in the next election. What are you going to vote in? What, a Democrat or a Republican?
Yes, like, basically there are some independents, but yeah, that's the two-party system as it stands.
Is that but? You know that's not going to solve your problems.
Oh, that's correct. And we've been talking about that, too. And when I'm telling people to rebel, you know, if you go back to the Whiskey Rebellion in the early days of the colonies, I said, well, maybe because of this gardening regulation, all they want to do, we ought to have a tomato rebellion. You know, whatever it takes, I'm saying to people, say no. There has got to be a point where you go to City Hall and you take numbers in there and you take your placards and whatever you need to do, you shout down these morons that are in there legislating crap in your name, and you say, I will not obey this law. If I have to go to jail right now, that's the price I'll pay, but I'm not going to obey it. The same thing at the state legislatures, in the state capitals, and in Washington. It must be done there first, Chris, only because I do believe that it can be effective, but it may be too late to be wholesale effective across the United States. But I do not want, and I do not advocate, bloodshed. That is irresponsible, and I'm not going to, I might speak for myself, but I'm not speaking for someone else. But I'm saying at some point, if this does not work, then confrontation is coming with authority in this country. It is coming at all levels, and it's coming in big numbers. You're talking about millions of Americans, not tens of millions, maybe not even hundreds of millions, but millions and millions of Americans who are going to stand and say, this will end, and it's going to end now. We can't even prove the legitimacy of our president, whether he's born in this nation or not, and that's a requirement in our Constitution. He's not willing to submit himself to any kind of oversight on that, and the government continues to legislate in socialism that is an anathema to a republic form of government, and on it goes. Chris, I gotta let you go, but thanks, and please keep calling us. Would you give us some updates?
Yeah, well, thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, you bet. God bless you, man. Take care of yourself. Look, as I was unfortunately ranting there with Chris, but folks, it's almost impossible for me to not rant on this short show because, and that, by the way, some of you have written to me and you've said, well, you need another hour, and, you know, why'd you take a short show? Well, listen, John Stadtmiller is a great guy, offered me this program. I knew the limitations of it when I took it, but then I'm so busy, I said 2 hours would be almost too much for me to be able to do, to get the time set aside or get back off the road and so forth. It's not John's problem. It's not Republic's problem. I accepted this problem. I'm in between two great guys, and so we just got to run a little harder to get him what we're going to say. But I appreciate your support and all your great comments. Thank you so much for that. Look, if you do not take this bull by the horns and throw it on its ass, November 2nd, it's over. Now, I'm going to tell you that, and I'm going to say it maybe to make you a little anxious, maybe to make you a little bit, okay, I got it, I got the picture. Well, please do get the picture, because if there is not a wholesale 90-degree turn here, or 180-degree turn, and we start going back toward the constitutional precepts of this republic is dead, buried, and gone forever. We have been so, in the name of freedom, we have been so outrageously bad in our choices, in what we do, what we have called law, what we've legislated rights. We've listened to a criminal organization, a communist organization called the American Civil Liberties Union. The Southern Poverty Law Center is a perverted bunch of wackos that are now what? Giving some kind of, they're being called on to give reports to Department of Homeland Security about extremists like myself and others across the country. Extremists, I call myself that because that's what they call me. And I am extreme in my defense of, my love of, and my undying support for the republic of this as a nation. And I am your worst enemy.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Back, folks. We've got just a few minutes here. A.C. Griffith will be on next week with me. He reports to me that Homeland Security Advanced Research Project Agency, SHSARPA, a special Department of Homeland Security, monitors Cliff High's half-past human effort. He was getting too close. They ordered the server to shut down his site. They do not want the next issue released to the public just before the election. I'm telling you, they're moving. We need to move. Rebel, rebel, rebel. George in Texas, welcome to the show.
I think I call this the time that we have to do a lot of prayer and fasting. Not only to keep the not for them not to cancel the election, so they will not steal it. Because I really believe our God is bigger than the Department of Homeland Security and all these Marxist thugs. They're from the pit of hell, and send them back there.
Well, George, I've always known you to tell it the way it is, and I appreciate that. I agree with you. Do not misunderstand. There are two sides to this. There is the secular side, and there is the sacred side. We need to give at least as much concern about the sacred side or more than we do the secular side. I'm just praying, George, that we can resurrect this somehow. I don't know if we can, but we're trying.
Well, I just thought, one thing, when I lived in Florida, Greg, God told me, move to Texas.
I remember
that.
Get
out of Florida. And, because I know Florida is, and, I try to tell my family members, get out of the state. It is no good. It has fallen. It's broken. And at least Texas, it's somewhat of a stronghold.
You're right in a lot of ways. George, I hate to do this to you, but we've got about 2 minutes left here in the regular part. I'm going to have to let you go. Please call in earlier, and I will try to reserve a little time next week when AC's on.
Okay.
Give us a call then. Thanks, man. Take care of yourself. Linda, you're out in Rhode Island. You're the last caller for the day. How are you?
I just wanted to mention, I've been listening all afternoon, and I hear you talk about Barack, which I believe, his name is Barry Satoro. So let's talk about if he's a U.S. citizen or not. Regardless, I do believe he was born in Kenya, but let's give him the fact that he was born in Hawaii. When he was around 10, he was adopted by Lolo Satoro, an Indonesian man. So that right there, he lost his United States citizenship when he became a citizen of Indonesia. So either way, born in Hawaii or Kenya, he's not legally a citizen.
Linda, I think you're right on the money, but isn't the bottom of the page of this discussion, why doesn't he come on a nationally televised 5-minute broadcast, say, here is my history, here is my proven,
right,
Absolute background? But he won't do that.
Yeah, the cockroaches, they run from the light, and
that's right.
What he's doing. He will not, just show us, and we'll get off it.
Well, you are absolutely right, and I am so grateful that you've called. That's absolute clarity, Linda. And thanks for being on today. I don't want to cut you off, but I know that was the subject of your
yes.
call. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, take care, folks. It's clear. We have another broadcast here next weekend, and then that's it. Before this election of the century of the entire time that our country's been a nation. It is the most important. We need to turn these people out by the dozens. Throw these usurpers, these pretenders, these destroyers of the Republic, throw them into the street. And maybe some of them will even get to be prosecuted if we have anybody with any guts in the judiciaries, in the states, or someplace else to do it. But the fact is that we must absolutely take control in this election, or there is nothing left. It will not happen. We must pray. That this will happen. Give all that you can. And in so doing, we just might see a turnaround. I hope so. I don't want it to go to the next level, because the next level means that you and I go to the streets. That's where we're going. So tie up, get the network going, get with your friends, talk about it. I'm going to teach a class next week down in the central part of the United States on this very issue. Matt, is that music running? I can't hardly hear it. There we go. I think we are out of time. So, folks, thank you so much for being with us today. And keep the faith. Keep doing what you have to. Vote. Get ready to vote. Get yourselves informed.
Gold.